The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of these, least of these commandments, and teaches others to do the same, will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I have been thinking a lot about hope lately. From what's been happening in Minneapolis, in our cities, in our country, in the world, to what's been happening in the personal lives of so many of you. I've been thinking a lot about hope lately. For all sorts of reasons, what it means, what it looks like, why it's important, especially when so many things around us are wrong, difficult, and broken. During last weekend's winter fishing retreat, one of the participants during worship shared the lyrics to a song called "Hope Lingers On," by fiddler and singer-songwriter Lisa Schneckenberg. "Hope Lingers On" was performed this year by the St. Olaf Choir as part of their winter tour across the Midwest and Texas. The song itself gives voice to a stubborn, faithful hope that remains when answers don't come quickly, when grief is unresolved, when the road ahead is unclear. The song tells us when love, peace, equality, tolerance, honor, and justice are gone, I will not hate, I shall not fear. In our darkest hour, hope lingers on. The song concludes with the final refrain, I will not hate, I will not fear. In our darkest hour, hope lingers here. I can't help but wonder, and I can't help but think, that this is exactly the kind of hope Jesus is talking about in our gospel from today. When he looks at an ordinary group of people, fishermen, laborers, listeners on a hillside, and says something in that moment extraordinary. You are salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Notice he didn't say in that moment that you should someday, or you might if you just try a little bit harder, but he says you are. And that makes all the difference. Jesus speaks these words right after the Beatitudes, after blessing the poor in spirit, the grieving, the meek, the merciful. In other words, Jesus names people as light and salt precisely when they don't feel shiny or powerful or particularly strong. Hope here in this moment is not rooted in optimism or control. Hope is rooted in God's promise and in God's insistence that light still shines here, even now, even today. Perhaps that's why Desmond Tutu could say, "Hope is being able to see that there is light despite all the darkness." Hope for Tutu and for Jesus and for you and me is the stubborn refusal to believe that darkness gets the final word. And yet, when we talk about hope, there is often another voice that follows, a voice that perhaps comes from raw and firsthand experience, a voice that says, often flippantly, hope is not a strategy. And in one sense, that's true. Hope by itself does not fix broken systems, heal bodies, reconcile relationships, or bring about justice. Hope does not replace planning, action, wisdom, or hard work. And Scripture never suggests that we should simply sit back and hope things improve, hope things just get better. But here's the deeper truth of the good news. Christian hope is not a strategy, because it is something far more foundational, far more significant. Hope is what makes faithful action possible. Hope is what gets us out of bed when the work ahead feels overwhelming. Hope is what allows us to keep loving when the outcomes feel uncertain. Hope is what keeps us from giving up when progress feels so slow and invisible. Biblical hope is not passive. It's not wishful thinking in any way, shape, or form. It is trust, deep, faithful trust that God is already at work and that our labor, however small, is not in vain. Salt, Jesus says, doesn't exist for itself. Light isn't meant to be hidden. Both are small things that make a real difference precisely by being used, by being shared, by being present where they are needed most. That's where hope comes in. Hope is what gives salt its courage to season. Hope is what gives light its willingness to shine. The hope that Schneckenburger sings about isn't naive. It knows loss. It has seen love strained, faith tested, society worn down and broken, and still the song insists that hope remains. Not because everything has been fixed, but because love has not let go. That's biblical hope. Biblical hope is not crossing our fingers and hoping for the best. It is endurance. It is resilience rooted in God's faithfulness. It is the light that refuses to be extinguished even when the wind keeps blowing. Jesus says, no one lights a lamp and puts it under a bushel basket. You don't hide light, because light, by its very nature, pushes back on darkness. Even a small flame can change a whole room. That is why Jesus gives us responsibility to let our light shine. And sometimes that light is bold. Sometimes it's quiet. Sometimes it looks like courage. Sometimes it looks like compassion. Sometimes it looks like you're simply showing up again when it would be a lot easier not to. Hope lingers on in those moments. Hope lingers on when a family keeps loving each other through strain and silence. Hope lingers on when a congregation keeps praying and serving even when answers feel delayed. Hope lingers on when justice is slow and healing incomplete. Hope lingers on in our darkest hour. Light doesn't always flood the darkness all at once. Sometimes it flickers. Sometimes it glows just enough to take the next step. And that's enough. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't address Jesus' words in today's reading towards the end that can make us feel uncomfortable. Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. That sounds a lot like pressure, like we need to do more, be better, try harder. But in the context of the Sermon on the Mount, righteousness is not about moral scorekeeping. It's about alignment, about living in a way that reflects God's heart, God's deep love for the world. Salt that actually seasons, light that actually shows the way, hope that actually changes how we live. Righteousness here looks like integrity. It looks like mercy lived out. It looks like choosing love even when resentment would be a lot easier. It looks like letting hope shape our actions, not just our words. In Schneckenberger's song, hope does not erase pain. It carries it. It walks alongside it. The song acknowledges that things break, relationships strain, and times move forward whether we're ready or not. And still, hope remains. Not as denial, but as commitment. As deep promise. That's what Jesus is inviting us into. To be salt and light is not to deny darkness, it is to live in it differently. It is to trust that God is still at work, even when we cannot see the full picture. And here's the good news. This isn't something that we generate on our own. We don't manufacture hope. We don't produce light. We reflect. We reflect what we have already been given by the God who loves us so. After all, Jesus is the light of the world, and somehow, mysteriously, he says we are too. We shine. Because Christ shines in us, hope lingers on, and hope lingers here because God's promises do the same. Grace keeps showing up again and again, refusing to be exhausted. So let me remind you on this day, when you feel small or insignificant, remember this, a pinch of salt matters. A single lamp matters. A quiet, lingering hope matters. Your kindness matters. Your faithfulness matters. Your standing strong for the least of these matters. Your willingness to keep loving matters. And yes, through all of this, Hope lingers on. Hope lingers here. It lingers in bread and wine. It lingers here in spoken prayer through tears. It lingers here in communities that keep choosing love. It lingers here because God has not given up on the world, and God has not given up on you. After all, you are salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. And even when the night feels long, even when the flame feels small, even when hope feels fragile, trust this, the light still shines, the hope remains. And by God's grace, it lingers on. It lingers here and throughout the world. Let it be so. Amen.